It's time for news.
In your hiney, your sweet brown hiney, my cock won't sleep tonight. On your G cups, your full round G cups, my mouth will be tonight.
You
Wow. That's good. All right, Robin, what's in the news? What a compliment.
That's crazy.
What do you have for us?
All right. I don't know. You don't take everybody else.
Yeah, they take the other ones back.
All right. Well, Valentine's Day is just around the corner now. And, you know, some things are happening. A rose by any other name may smell as sweet, but apparently not sweet enough to conceal the scent of cocaine. Dutch customs officials say they have intercepted a shipment of the drug hidden among 20,000 long-stem roses flown to the Netherlands from Colombia in time for the St. Valentine's Day weekend. So I guess they were using the Valentine's Day roses to smuggle in some cocaine, but they got caught. So even though it might have been a great disguise, it didn't turn out to be. A world-renowned expert on stress says Valentine's Day can be stressful. Do you get stressed out?
Yes. Yeah, I do. It's a lot of pressure to come up with a gift every year. And I mean, it's a racket.
You're going along with the racket. Why are you complaining about what the day is on the calendar?
Because it's not listen, you don't need a special love day. This is a creation of the greeting card companies, and it's a retail thing, and it's a pressure. It's like, oh my God. Especially a guy has no money, you know, and you, it's like a big thing. And then like maybe you've seen a girl for a couple of weeks and all of a sudden it becomes an issue. It's just stressful. It's ridiculous. The whole thing is stressful.
Well,
yes, I'm stressed out. Everything stresses me out.
Doctor in Seattle says, the first thing to do is put the past, the future, and side issues out of your mind and concentrate on your Valentine if you want to relieve the stress. Another idea is to get your Valentine's Day shopping done today while there's still a good supply of cards and gifts, so you're not doing a last-minute thing.
Right.
So there's no better way to honor someone you love, and especially during Valentine's this season, is to give the person you love your full attention.
It's become a chore, you know. And give the person you love full attention. They don't want that. They want the gift. And the thing is that it's a lot of pressure for guys. And if it's something that people would enjoy, then why do they save it for the last minute? You don't save something for the last minute. It's like homework. I saved that for the last minute because I hate it. Why would you do that?
And flowers and candy may not be enough. They're maybe tired and too predictable, according to one expert, Dr. Sari Locker. She spent more than a decade as a relationship expert on television, radio, and authored 4 books on sexuality. She says, forget going out to dinner and make something at home.
Yeah, right.
A picnic on the living room floor is much more affordable and intimate. You were talking about the guys who don't have a lot of money.
Yeah, women
Here's
love that.
Here's a solution.
Yeah, women love. As soon as you make that picnic on the floor, they fall in love with you. Don't ask.
You don't think that works?
Oh, no. You know, no woman likes getting dressed up and going and taking out for Valentine's dinner. They'd much rather get to your fucking filthy apartment and sit on the floor and eat. You know what? Most women I know would be like, can we sit at the table?
After dinner, Locker recommends breaking out the massage oil or drawing a bubble bath.
Yeah. Here's a clue. Women don't want that either. They want a professional masseuse.
Giving a gift of favorite songs and photo scraps.
I've done that with Beth where like I'm like, I'm going to give you a massage now. And she knows already what I do. I rub her back for about 3 seconds, and my finger's like almost in her ass.
I mean, it's like
I have a big boner poking her in the ass. She's like, "Oh, what's that?" I know, I get bored, I want
to
do it.
Yeah, you're supposed to be giving something to her, and look, you're trying to get something for yourself.
Yeah, I love the experts that go, well, give a massage and don't make it sexual. Yeah, that'll happen. Because that's fun.
Have you tried the bubble bath?
I once, like early on, Beth let me give her a bath. I was bad at that, too. She didn't get clean for a minute. That bath, 2 seconds later. That evil snake is in my pants and ruins everything.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
Giving a gift of favorite songs and photo scrapbooks can be more meaningful and affordable than some of these other things.
That's all right. I'll go out and buy some. I'm going to make a scrapbook because I got a lot of free time for that. Where are you? The door's locked. I'm in the bathroom. I'm making my scrapbook. I'll get a bunch of pictures. I made a beautiful scrapbook. It's a book of us.
Oh, no.
Book of us. No. I'm right on the phone to that hoodie pajamas.
Hoodie footy
for me.
Who's confident enough?
I mean,
Says, oh, here's the best one.
I love my wife, but I ain't making scrapbooks.
For those confident enough, sing a song on your loved one's voicemail.
Yeah. And you know how girls love that. That's a perfectly retarded idea. What'd you get your girl for Valentine's Day? I sang her a song. Okay.
But she does admit that the wrong gift can lead to a very disappointing Valentine's Day.
That would be all the gifts you just mentioned. The picnic on the floor is the winner. Give her a massage.
What are you saying? Don't try any of those?
No. They're lame.
All right.
All right. Let me take a break. We'll come back. We'll do more news.
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern. You don't want to hear stuff that's watered down and filtered. You just want the real deal.
Uncensored radio. The Howard Stern Show.
The motive of a revolution, the objective of a revolution, and the result of a revolution.
Howard Stern.